Man up, man up. Welcome, family. Welcome to this episode of...
I'm the perfect Christian, but I can't even lie. At times I really feel filthy, and when I do a little dirt, I really feel guilty. I just wanna make a difference, surely I'm witty. And when they make me feel low, I know that you're with me. And when my soul cries out, I know that you hit me. I just wanna die a legend, leave you with memories. And now it's time for me to reach it to my full potential. I got little kids that's quoting the words to my lyrics, and how could I tell them to play it safe in the world we live in? I just want them to be great in this world we live in. Look, every day and every way we taking some chances, and I refuse to live my life in fear and take for granted. But I see a pot of gold and I'm about to grab it. Situations come and go, still I can manage. And I know it get hard sometimes when you on your grind and the sun don't shine. But like a caterpillar to a butterfly, I evolved on time, right on time. Yeah, yeah, right on time. Keep on pushing. They wouldn't understand it if they could. Just know that you're special to me, yeah. Know that you gon' always shine as long as you stay on your ground. Keep on pushing.
They say I see you praying for them people in the club. Yeah, that's true. Jesus died for them too. Many some can't understand me, so they can't see. With your eye, that's why I'm giving you all of me. And I ain't gotta hide no more and give them part of me. Cause at the end of the day, you are all that I need. And if they leave me now, they was never die with me. Watch how you treating God's child when you talk to me. I ain't no robot, I'm a real human being. With a heart for the Lord and a music dream. So I'm marching forward like a plan in your band. Knowing every sound I make, you can understand. You never coming out my hand like a wedding band. You never coming out my hand like a wedding band. And if I had a chance, I would do it all again. And I wouldn't change a thing, cause it's in your hand. It's a new generation that can understand me. And they relate to this pain that we daily facing. They say the truth will set you free. Lord, I've been redeemed. So here it is on the table so the world can see. Yeah, yeah, this is all of me. Here it is on the table so the world can see. This is all of me. Yeah, yeah,
keep
this is all of me.
Pushing. They wouldn't understand it if they could. Just know that you're special to me, yeah. Know that you're gonna always shine as long as you stay on your ground. Gonna always shine as long as you stay on your ground.
All our brothers to share and to share now. We want to hear directly from everyone that has something to share with us tonight, but we're going to get it started. Yes, the foundation has been set. Yes, we are calling all men to join the discussion. Let's keep it real. We will definitely take on the mantle that I will do better now. Let's discover this truth together right now here on Man Up. Yes, Man Up simply means now is my time to fight. Taking personal responsibility for my own life, no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I'm walking in purpose with God, and I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am the called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Christ Jesus. Man up. Family, thank you for joining us this evening. Welcome again to this live broadcast. We want to give everybody an opportunity to share with someone, a young man. The younger, the better. We will be, we'll communicate simple enough to get through to the youngest and the oldest, but we want to encourage everyone to invite one, 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 and not for ratings, for network purposes or promotional purposes, but just for the fact that we can continue to grow this network of one accord, that we're all reaching higher, we're all elevating to a different place, and we're finding ourselves working to become acceptable in the eyesight of God. And that's what Man Up is really based on. You heard our credo. I am no longer operating with a double mind. We're choosing to be single-minded. We're saying I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me, meaning we're dwelling and operating off things from the inside that get a chance to explode out instead of the things of this world that try to take us over and implode in us. And look, I am the head and not the tail. That doesn't make me better than anybody, but I will not take second. I will not be last. But what I will do is be the first one to shout Jesus to tell somebody else. I am the lender and not the borrower. You have to, my brother, as well as me, learn to speak into your finances. Learn to speak into the word to say, I'm not the one asking. I'm here to give. I'm here to be the lender. And then when you watch this, my brothers, when we learn to be a true Christian lender, you never expect it back. The Bible says give and don't expect back, loan and don't expect back, offer and don't expect back. Everything that you give freely and free of any connection. I am called according to my purpose. See, you take it personal and you say, I'm called. And yes, we're growing together and we're unifying together, but you must still stand on your own and become, watch this, called according to your own purpose. And yes, you too can experience the God in you only by Jesus Christ. That's where we release all of the past. That's where we let it all go. That's where we say it's time to change. It's time to get away from my wicked ways, and I must start to walk differently. I must start to talk differently. And then, and most importantly, you would now act differently. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We have to make sure that our thought processes and everything else is in order so we can be what God has called us to be. We want to be new. We want to do something better. We want to reach the place where God will say, son, good and faithful servant, job well done. In our time of examination, you know, I've been pushing on every broadcast to get in a season of self-examination, knowing that I'm not worried about if you have a stick or a toothpick or a plank or a brick or anything else in your eye. It is my responsibility to, watch this, take care of my own self. It's my responsibility to examine myself. And then you learn that if you're working that process, you will not become hypocritical. Oh, Matthew tells it very simply when Jesus said, hypocrite, how dare you judge another brother with a small, minor issue, and you have such a major thing in your life. Time to man up. And I'm learning that Jesus is the only way that we can do it. It can't be me helping you and you helping, because if I don't have the spirit of Jesus in me as I'm trying to help and trying to share, then all I'm doing is wasting my time. And I don't know about you. I'm sick and tired of wasting time. I'm ready to have my mind be productive. I want my mind to be excelling. I want my mind to not perish for what? A lack of what? Knowledge. And I know that I won't perish for a lack of obedience, and I won't perish for a lack of focus, and I won't perish for a lack of commitment, and I won't perish for a lack of diligence. And I guarantee you, then I will not perish for a lack of love, because now I know how to have, watch this, I will not perish for the lack of any of those areas, but definitely of my ability to follow Christ. In that new covenant, God tells us that he'll put his mind in us, my brother. He's the vine, and we're the branches. Read John 15. How that connection, how that relationship of bonded. What did he say? He's in us. And it's not by action, it's by faith. What did he say? He's with us by grace. not because you deserved it. But in this relationship and in this growing with God and in this elevation of your manhood, of your true characteristics of who you should be, you cannot limit God. Somebody, thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody need to write that down 3 or 4 times. Put on some post-it notes and put them all on your mirrors. Do not limit God. You have to learn to seek him in every area in your life, in your conscious mind. You must seek him because you want to receive visions, and you want to have ideas, and you want to be productive. So you can hear God's word when? You can what? See God's word when? And you can do God's word when? Now. See, it all must be made in that moment that you complete your mission. Oh, do I have any mission completers today? That you become a mission completer because you complete your missions. It doesn't make you bigger or better than anybody else. It just makes you solidify yourself that you will finish strong what you have started and what has been started in you. What's that been? That's the question that rises up. That what has been started in me? Is it for me just to ask people to forgive me? Is it just for me to go through the motions? Or is it for me to really make a difference, not only in my life, but in the life of others? And we can really see our predestined life. We can really see our predestined will. We can really, really see our predestined self. You know, God says he predestined you before the foundation of the world. He said he called your name before the foundation. So you were already put in place, my brother, my sister. But there must become a change. That's kind of what we're going to really dig in tonight. And I'm going to open up the lines. I know we have our co-host, and I'm even willing to relinquish to him, but Pastor Dwayne is on board. I see him. I'm going to open the lines up with him for a minute. But we must make a change. And some of us don't make change because we really don't know how to change. Many of us don't have the strength to change. Many of us are biting off more than we can handle because it's really a lighter load than we even give ourselves credit for. But some people, and I know I'm not talking to you, you have it all together. Maybe I'm just talking to myself. But some people will make excuses just to avoid the pain and suffering it's going to cost you to change. But tonight I want to give us a little hope. Somebody look at yourself today and say, you know what, I'm about to receive some hope because I'm going to start speaking some hope into myself. I'm going to start to elevate to the place where God can really change me. Say this with me tonight. Jesus is the light Yeah, don't be scared. Say it. Jesus is the light, and the light changes things. Oh, no. Come on. Say it. You got to say it like you mean it. Jesus is the light, and the light changes things. See, you have to know that Jesus, in his purity, is nothing but a glorious light that can definitely change everything about you. You don't have to be second no more. You don't have to be this anymore. You don't have to be that anymore. You can be what God has truly called you to be. If you turn your Bibles with me, if you turn your Bibles with me, we're going to share several scriptures today. And I know Pastor Dwayne is already probably seeking. But just as a kickoff here, say it again. Jesus is the light, and the light changes things. Here, I know somebody said, "Can you give me some proof?" Yeah, we're gonna do that. Watch this. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things," verse 3, "all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." Come on, get some confirmation. Don't think you had anything to do with it. Watch this. "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not," watch this, "comprehend. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came to bear witness to the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light." Oh, do you know what we're talking about here? Oh, yeah, I know my scholars out there are already talking Jesus and slapping Jesus. And I see one up in your Holy Ghost dance talking Jesus. Because when you get this light in you, things change. Watch this. Let me go back to eight. "He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man." Oh, if you're not up right now shouting, you should be. Because he says, "That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world." Let's clarify, my sister. He's talking to you too. "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes," do you believe? He's talking to you. You are not excluded. This is just not, and I know we got some sisters on here online. We got some sisters on here live. And we know that sometimes we could take for granted that maybe, oh, he's not talking about me. He said men. He said, no, he's talking to everybody. Just say everybody. "That was the true light, which gives light to every man," I love that part, "coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own did not receive him. But as many as have received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." See, it's not really a hard course to graduate. No, take that word out. It's not a hard course to elevate. "But you must," what? "Believe." He says, "to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, and the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, and he was before me. And all of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." Now watch this. Jesus is the what? Light. And Jesus does what? change things. See, he said right there that he came for all men to receive. See, you don't have to stand darkness to that tonight, my brother. I want you to be encouraged that the light of the world, Jesus, came to transfer the light to you so you could become the light of the world. See, this light thing is so magnificent because if you know anything about agriculture, light is the main ingredient that grows the seed. A seed will not grow in the darkness. Go ahead. I know I've probably said this, and there's probably some that have heard this illustration, but for those that haven't, we're going to repeat it again. Watch this. Get you two planters. Get the same seed, the same soil, the same fertilizer, the same water. Get the same stuff and plant your seed. Now, the only difference that you're going to do is you're going to get a table and you're going to put one outside, preferably, or in your window, but you're going to put one in the light and you're going to put one in the dark. You're going to water them the same. Everything you do to the one in the light or the one in the dark, you do the same to the one in the light. You just don't change positions. Now, go through the process. And I guarantee you, the one in the light will make you'll start seeing some changes. That flat ground that you had patted down all neat after you put the seed in it, you know, you got to cover it up. And then you put your water on it. You can see it just kind of getting in a molded, molding type of form where the water is setting it down. It's getting a little harder. You're not touching it. You can tell that it's getting saturated with the water. And then you see the same thing on the one on the bottom. Except if you notice, before anything happens to the top, the bottom of the one under the dark stays full of water, and the one on the one on the top is dry, and you have to keep putting water in. Okay? So, as you go through the process, you start to see some sprouting up in the one on the top. You plant them at the same time, did the same processes. But now you're seeing, watch this, the fruition of your harvest, your seed that you planted, that's going to become now a result of your harvest. Watch. Then you're going to say, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to prove Pastor E wrong because I'm going to look down here. Just by faith, I already know that one's going to be growing too because I did the same thing to this one. And I believe it's going, and you're going to look down there and you have to call me and say, I apologize because it's going to be dead. It's going to look the same as it did when you first started it, other than the motions that it went through of watering it and looking settled and things like that. But you could do this also, just for to prove the point of dark and light. Take, once you've got it, the one that's growing, you see a little sprout coming out. Take it and put it in the dark. And put the one in the dark in the light and do the same process, water it every 3 days or however it is that you do. You water your plant. And I guarantee you, you're going to see a change again. The change is going to be the one on the bottom dies, but the one in the light lives. Oh, my God. See, Jesus is the light, and the light changes things. It's very simple. If you stay in the light, what will happen? You'll change, but you won't have to go back because you'll stay changed. You'll stay rearranged. You'll stay transformed by the renewing of your mind, my brother. You're wondering how to do it? You need a bunch of Jesus. And you have to know that when John came to bear witness of the light, is that all men would not expect something that's physical to believe. Because they said, well, you're the one. He said, no, the one comes after me is the Son of God. But Jesus even professed it in John 8:12. He says, I am the light of the world. Now, if you remember John 14, I'll use this scripture a lot because it reminds you that anything you want to do, you can do it. Because he says, if you believe in me and the works that I've done, you can do also. And if you go through, read the whole chapter 14, it's very important. But you understand it's all about glorifying God. God gives you power. God gives you strength. God gives you the light to change so you can do nothing but glorify him. See, this whole walk is about glorifying God. See, James 1 and 17 says, God is the Father of light, in whom there is no variance. You know what a variance is? A variance is how high and how low. That means God's light is consistent. It's not a threshold of light here and a bottom of light there, that variance. No, light is light. I mean, he was very clear in 1 John 1, 5, and 7. He says, God is light, walk in the light. Ephesians 5 and 8, it says, walk as children of the light. See, my brother, we need the light so bad so we can now start to really see a change in us. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in this broadcast being here that you can start to believe in yourself. The light came for all men. Stop thinking you've done too dark, that you live too dark. All you have to do is get out of darkness. I say this to the worst sinner there is in this world, the worst whatever crime, whatever you've done, whatever. I speak to that person tonight and say, if you get out the darkness, the light will change you. No, it's not going to do no hocus pocus, mysterious things. What it's going to do is something miraculous that now, oh my God, you have a fullness of joy on the inside. You can be full, not just for a moment, but you can be full forevermore. And that's what God wants for us, my brothers, to man up, not to get all big and bad and think we better than anybody, but to get to a place that we become full of his spirit. That no longer is my will, no longer is it my agenda, no longer is it my needs or my desires, but it is the will of God, and we're going to do that. Excuse me. And we're going to do that strong. Man Up is dedicated to go hard, to go strong, and to be the light of the world. Do not leave this place saying that wasn't for me. Everybody in the sound of my voice, you wouldn't be under the sound of my voice, and if you wasn't for you, you'd have hung up already. Oh yes, as we got into some accountability and some dedication words and things like that, I see the numbers here and there drop. It is what it is, because if one is here saying, you know what, I'm in that number, Pastor E has done what he's supposed to do. And we know that it's multiplying more than that, but I'm serious with you. The one leaves here and says, you know what, I'm going to do better. I will do better. Then I've done a good job, and I'm going to look for one tomorrow. Oh, my God, because that's my job. But here is your job, the same thing, taking personal responsibility for your own life, no longer relying on your personal abilities. How many of you out there, come on, I know you can testify, ladies, you too, that use your personal abilities, your looks, your swag, your this, your that, to get what you wanted. Oh, my God, I know I'm not the only one. No longer relying on personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. See, that's true light walkers. Oh, my God. My steps are ordered by the Lord. What did he say? He's a lamp unto my what? Come on, somebody, my feet. Walking in purpose with God. That's you. You can do it. I believe in you. I'm not going to give up on you. Don't give up on yourself. And yes, God can live in you. Oh, he says, Paul even shared very clearly. He says, no longer I who live, but he who lives in me. You can do it. And I believe in you. I want to bring in my co-host, Pastor Dwayne Collins, out of Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, my brother. How are you? Can we join in being the light of the world?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. You can hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. All you got to do is ask yourself this question. How's the heat? If the heat is right, that means you're live and kicking it. If the heat ain't right, that means you're not live and kicking it. The heat is right, so you're live and kicking it. Yes, sir, my brother. Oh, man, Happy New Year's to you and those out there.
You too, my brother.
You hitting it left to right, man. You hitting it left to right, man. And I just gotta piggyback on something that you said, you know.
Go right ahead. Let's, for the season of 2019, let's call it tag. Tag, you're it.
All right. right, because you expound on something that really got, it's a divine revelation in that. And the divine revelation in that, you know that Jesus is the light of the world. He that abides in him, if you abide in him and he abides in you, you can do whatsoever. And the revelation in that with the flower. Now, if you take the flower and put the flower in darkness, it gets no nutrients. It can't grow. Because the light, we need light. If you don't, that's like a human person. If a human person stay in the dark all the time, his body deteriorates. Why? Because the sun is like vitamins. We need minerals. You need minerals for your body because your body needs the sun. Your body needs the sun for it can grow, so it can nourish, so it can, like your hair to grow, like your nails to grow, like your skin complexion and all that kind of stuff. So you need the light. And the revelation on that we have, if you don't stay in the light, you'll be walking in darkness. You'll merge. You'll die. You won't get no ingredients. You won't get no nourishment. You won't get no vitamins. You won't get no minerals. You won't get the things that are necessary for the body of Christ. That's why he said that don't forsake the assemblies of yourself and brothers. Why? Because you need that light. You need that word. That word makes you grow. If you don't be in the word, you die. That's like that plant. If you take that plant and you don't let that plant be in the sun, and eventually that seed ain't going to grow. And it's not going to grow. It's not going to blossom. It's not going to blossom because it's in darkness. So you need the light. That's what he said. He said, I am the light of the world. You know,
they say your wife, your girl, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your uncle, your son, your grandson, your grandmama, your granddad. He didn't say nothing. He said, I am the light of the world. And if you abide in me, that's what we have to do. We got to get our mindset up right. Because without walking in light, you know, he said he's darkness. I don't want to be in darkness. Darkness is death. Darkness is no nurture. Darkness is not of this world. That's why he said that I'm the light. I'm the light of the world. You know, and you hear that, man, because that's a revelation. If they look at that flower and actually really accept what you're saying, that's saying that we have to buy in Jesus Christ. If we don't buy, I'm praying, I love the word of God. But he made it plain. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh. The light became true. The true had came forth. And then he started walking to my. He's telling you, now he's manifesting himself, that you know that who he is. He said, I am the light, you know, and then you was reading that John 1, but then I went over here at John 8, I am the light of the world. Then Jesus said unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows should not walk in darkness. That's what you said. If you plant yourself in the body of Christ, you will grow. You will nourish. You don't need nobody to prophesy to you. You don't need nobody to touch you and say and do three scans. You don't need nobody to tell you speak in tongues. You don't need nobody to say this. If you walk in the light and let him fulfill his will in you, you'll blossom. You can become what God wants you to become. That's why he said, you do all things. You can't do nothing if you don't abide in him. You know, we like to abide in our denominations. We like to abide in our pastors and our apostles and things of that nature, which is, you know, we all need a teacher. The ultimate teacher is Jesus Christ. He gave us the apostles. He teaches evangelists. He gave us that to edify the body of Christ, but we have to abide in him. If we don't abide in Christ, we're going to go back to our thinking. We're gonna go back to being players, hustlers, maxing, and all whatever. But if we abide in him, we can see he becomes light. Somebody identify who we are. Oh man, I remember he used to get high. I remember how he used to be out of the whole mountain and all this old kind of stuff. But yet they see the light. What light they see Jesus Christ. They don't see your denomination. They see the love. They see the joy. They see the togetherness. They see the mindset. They see the love. They see the compassion. They see the respect you have. Why? Because you abide in Christ. The Holy Ghost, you abide in him because he's abiding in you. He's spoiling yourself. He become the light of you. He become the light to have. Why? Because he's not going to let you go in darkness. He's not going to let you go in darkness. He's going to make sure you stand on the hill. He's going to make sure that if you go into a dark place, you're going to shine. The light going to shine. Why? Because you abide in him. If we do not abide in Jesus, if we don't abide in him and surrender all to him, we just sign and brag. We just sign and brag. Because, I mean, I heard everything you were saying, and it said in the beginning, in the beginning, and all things was made by him. Without him, nothing was thought to be made. And him was life. And him was life. And the life was the light of man. So, and him was life and life. So, we have to go by in him. Now, I'm not taking nothing from this. And I'm not adding up to it. We know that God is a husband. We know that God was Jesus in flesh. We know that God is the head of everything. We know all that. We know that God manifests. He came to flesh. We know all that. But he's saying here, we got to find him. It didn't say nothing. You don't hear nothing in there about your denomination. You don't hear nothing about your God. Which is, I ain't coming just for pastor, no apostle, no none. But he said, if you abide in him, if you abide in him and he abide in you, he becomes the light. You become walking truth. You become walking revelation. You become walking healing. You become walking together. You become disease free. You become alcohol free. You become drug free. You know, we was once cast away, but yet he brought us back into his father's life. Why? Because it makes sense to him. We say, Lord, we want to abide. We want to be obedient. We want you to order our steps. You know, we want you to work on our hearts, search our heart, remove our thoughts. We want you to look into our mind. We need you to show us how to abide the way you want us to abide, because we can't do it on our own. And that's what he said, though. He said that we tried everything. We tried the hymns. We tried the singing. We tried to go to different churches. We tried to do this. We tried to do this. We tried to do that. But yet, we forgot about the light. And so that's why we seem like we're failing. That's why we seem like we're falling out of wayside. That's why we seem like we can't get it together. That's why we seem like we're not moving. That's why we seem like things don't seem right to us. That's why it seems like things don't act right to us. That's why we quit the curse. That's why we quit the fuss. That's why we quit the same thing. Why? Because we're not abiding him. And if we're abiding him, he has nothing but love. We can love the terrorists. We can love the haters. We can love those that despise and persecute against us. We can love those that want to set up traps and all that kind of stuff. Why? Because you abide in him. And by abiding in him, he's just going to let you know that he's going to let you know who you are. He said you are the light of the world. He said you are the light. He's gone back. But he left off. He left. What he left? The light. The light. The Holy. That's the light. Light is in Christ. And so that's what we got to get back to. You know, I know we love to get up Sunday morning for us to go to church and do this. That's a great thing. That's a great thing. Not to come to get that's a great thing. But in doing all that, you can have the light. You can have the light. Because after service, you're going to love somebody. You're going to have compassion for somebody. You're going to have thoughts for somebody. You're not going to just drive down the street knowing that you see this person don't have this or don't have this. You're not going to be talking about, wow, I'm not going to give him my money. He's going to go drinking. No, you're not going to worry about all that. You're just going to worry about the light and the compassion. And so within that flower, that's a revelation. Because if we don't abide in the word, we're not going to grow, man. We're in darkness. We're not going to grow. We can keep adding words, we can keep adding news, we can keep adding water, we can keep adding the nutrients to make the plant grow and all that. You can do all that, keep going. And you know what? You're going to get the same result. But you take it and you put it in the light. And you let the light shine on it. It's like they communicate one another. The light tells the plant how wonderful and blossoming you is. And the plant tells you, the plant goes back and tells the light, I thank you for your nurturing. I thank you for thinking about me. I thank you for having the chance. You know, it seems like you have a conversation. And that's what we have. Because he's the ultimate light. The light of everything. Man, you know, they used to say, man, you go to a place where it's dark and you turn on a light. People be in the dark for so long, you turn on a light and hurt their eyes. Why is that? Why do we used to be in the dark for so long, turn on a light and hurt your eyes? Because it's the brightness. It's the brightness. It's the brightness that makes the mind come. It's the brightness that makes the mind wonder what it's like. Because we have darkness inside of our heart. And our heart can't comprehend. So that's why we need to abide. By abiding in him, our hearts are comprehend. Our soul man, our spirit man, get awakened. It goes back to where it came from. That's why we need the light. That's why we need the light. And boy, I tell you, you got something going on here, my brother. You got something going on here because this light is something else. This light will make everything that dead comes alive. And it's so powerful. That
man, that's what it's all about, bro. We got to get it back fired up.
In the dark for a minute, but as soon as you take it out of the dark and you let a light hit on it, it blurs.
Oh, yes, immediately.
And that's what we have in our Lord and Savior. He brings us back alive. He brings us back to life.
My God, hallelujah.
When we was at our Lord's place. It makes us understand when we was in our stinking thinking. Because the light is bright. The light brings bright. The light brings hope. Weeping man do it for a night. What joy come away in the morning.
In the morning. Light come up.
Morning when the light comes. Weeping may endure for a night. Oh my God. What joy coming in the morning. It comes in the morning. Why? Because the light comes. The light comes to brighten up things. The light comes to brighten up your mind. The light comes to brighten up your heart. The light comes to make you understand, oh man, I was in turmoil last night, but this morning I got joy. I got peace. I got understanding. That sickness wasn't unto death. I'm alive, baby. I'm smiling. It's another day. It's another beginning. It's another moment. It's another understanding. I'm alive. The temperature is right. That's why they say I'm alive and I'm kicking it. And so
yeah.
That's my word, man. That's my comprehension on what you were saying to me.
Amen.
I don't know about how nobody else got that revelation, but I got that revelation to me. I have divided the light.
In the light, yes.
All the stuff that God has been downloading in me, all the stuff that God's been feeding me, all the stuff God's been giving me, nobody's going to let that stay there dormant.
My God, hallelujah. Right, let's take a moment. If you've gotten a fire burning in your bones and you would like to get in this conversation, go ahead and dial 1. Me and Pastor Dwayne would love to interact with you here on the broadcast. Dial 1 right now. We'll bring you in. Eric Cole, 470, last 4, 0433. You're live on Man of the Movement with Pastor E and Pastor, well, we'll just say with the brothers.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? This is Stephen Brown, Revelation on that. What's up, doctor?
That's a powerful
ain't nothing
word,
much.
That's powerful the way you put it.
Doing a steady going and on over there. I don't think he can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. But I don't know if I think he's on a speakerphone.
Pastor Dwayne.
It's a mystery,
yes, sir,
to the ungodly. The ungodliness can't understand.
No, you're Dwayne.
I get Dwayne. I get all the nerves and I get all the understanding.
Yeah, I don't think he can hear me, but he going, ain't he? He on fire.
I want to say something about the light.
All right, he passed it back on. Yeah, we're gonna relent this to you, everybody, all of our listeners. This is Prophet Dwayne Woods. He is our host and our the mighty man of God that is the prophet for Prophet's Closet on the second and fourth. Is that correct? Yes. Yeah, second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Welcome, my brother.
Amen. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you who are listening on tonight on the Man Up movement. It was so much being said, but one thing that really captured me is when you are in the dark, you know, Pastor Dwayne had said something, and I would like to just bring a little bit of enlightenment on this one as well. When you're in the dark and you've been in the dark for so long, even though the light is turned on, and yes, it is bright, takes a little while for you to get adjusted to the light. It takes a little while for your eyes to get adjusted to the light. And so when you're walking in dark, it takes a little while to be adjusted to something that is new, something that is important to your life, something that will make you or get you to the place where God wants you to get. It takes a little while for the adjustment, if I can put it out there like that. There's an adjustment that each and every one of us have to go through in order to get to the place where God wants us to get to. It's going to affect our bodies. It's going to affect our minds. It's going to affect the movement of our own, because remember what I said on Tuesday, there are some members that are in your body that is trying to prohibit you from getting to the light. It wants to keep you cussing. It wants to keep you in anger. It wants to keep you in dismay. It wants to keep you discombobulated. It wants to keep you in confusion. So in order for you to get to God, get to the light of God, get to the light of the world, you have got to be totally submitted to the light. You have to be. God is trying to take each and every one of us to a certain plateau. And guess what? In order to get there, the light has to shine so bright. You can never keep light hidden. It will always show forth in darkness, in dark places, in dark areas in your life, continue to show you your shortcomings. But you got to be willing to know and understand that, man, I'm short in this area, God, but Lord, I surrender all to you because I want the light to show up in my life. So I'm loving this.
That light conversation can keep going. And that's a motivation for us that we need to get so engulfed in the light that he can really manifest in our lives. It's possible. But I like what you say. It takes some transition. It's not, and I'm glad we're not watering things down here on the network. We want you to know you can't just jump in. You gotta gradually work yourself in, because the light is powerful. And the true light of God, we couldn't even withstand it. Our flesh couldn't even really, if in the presence, in the true presence of the light, oh my God, it would tear everything physical up. But in knowing how to transition, that's a good analogy how you put that, is to know it's gonna take some getting used to and some accustom, yes, and some lifestyle change and knowing that you can't be in the light when you bring in darkness.
You can't.
And yes, you can bring the light. You can get in the light and it will change you. But you can't take the light trying to make it fix the darkness, because the darkness will take over.
And you know, Pastor, you remember what God had told Moses? You know, Moses said, God, I want to see your face.
Yeah.
See, the light was so powerful.
He said, powerful.
I can't allow you to see all of this glory. He says, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover your eyes. I'm going to pass so that you can see the backside of me. Because if you totally look into the light, it can blind you.
That's right. That's right.
It can hurt you.
But it can devastate you.
But God was so awesome in all of his power that he said, Moses, I'm going to cover your eyes.
Yes.
Because all seeing all of me at once, you wouldn't be able, you wouldn't even be able to handle this.
You couldn't handle it.
Watch this, Pastor E. That's why there's a lot of people who can't handle the light, and this is the reason why they turn right back to their old nature, because they think that this is just, oh, come on, man, we can go here, brother. We can go here.
They think it's unobtainable.
Exactly, because they think that it's unobtainable. But guess what? What the light is actually trying to do is kill your flesh.
Yes. Trying to purge you, not destroy you.
Exactly.
Yes.
But guess what? That each and every one of us had to go through an adjustment. Man, you know what, brother? When I got saved, the old Dwayne didn't just get holy all of a sudden. It took some adjustment. It took me to learn
major.
The things of God. It took me to understand what the requirements were to be saved, sanctified, filled with the precious gift of the
Holy
Spirit.
My God, head up.
Shekata. See, when you are a babe in Christ, you just don't get up and start walking. It takes time. When you're a babe in Christ, you don't just go straight to the milk from the straight from the to meat. You go to the milk process. There's a lot of people who are in a milk process right now.
My God.
But the light is still here.
Still here.
Waiting on each and every one of us, because each and every one of us has a level that we have to get to God. But there's a process. There's some adjustment. Amen.
Amen.
God is telling you, get out of the club life when you are in the sanctified life.
if you really want to see change, if you really want to see productivity in your life, these are the things are my brothers. And it doesn't make us, we are not perfected in it, but we are now working in it. To get perfected, I'm just trying to get to a different position every day. I'm working on me daily. It does not get over. I have to stay on me. Now I know a lot of y'all have a plan and a way of that you can manage it. I'm on me all the time, or I'll go back. So I'm gonna be real with me and make sure that I stay closer to the light than anything else. And I know I can. And as you said, as you get used to, as you get accustomed. And it comes. It's a lot of obedience in getting in the light. I mean, look at the. You know, a lot of people say, you know, why are you talking? If God is the power of the Spirit is so great over the flesh, why do you have to work out and things like that? Well, if you look at Moses again as our example, if you remember the burning bush, Moses was a younger man when he encountered the bush. When he came down off the mountaintop, he had aged 100 years. He had gray hair. He was, because of the presence of that light, it changed him. It aged him in the flesh, but it grew him in the spirit. My God. And it was then the greater that was in him, that it didn't matter what was on the outside of him. But we have to know, you better get your flesh in order to be in line with this light. It takes a lot. The light can kill you. The light can destroy you. Especially if you're abusing the light and not respecting and loving the light. If there's anybody else out there that wants to get in this conversation, dial one, and that goes for female or male. You can dial one on this broadcast. Yes, the name of the show is Man Up the Movement, but this is just the movement. And we want everyone to have an opportunity to share. Pastor Dwayne Collins, not Dwayne, but Dwayne. See, I got a DW and a DU. Want to bring you back in, man of God. I know you I muted you for a minute because you look. I was trying to bring in the prophet. You was on fire. Then you said I'm gonna relinquish it. So I muted you out there. But here, welcome back.
Well, thank you, that sir. Because I was saying to myself, I thought my peace went dead on me. But I want to share something here with you, brother. John 8 and verse 12, and I heard a prophet said about, you know, how the light, you have to work, because if you turn on the light, you know, it's bright. You have to work, you know, because your eyes gotta dilate to the light, because if it doesn't dilate to the light, you know, you can go blind. You know, you can lose your blind. You know, your eyes can get, you know, they get bad, so they have to dilate to the light because it's too bright, you know. But that's what Christ said. This is what Christ said. And let me say this in verse 12 and 8. Then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me should not walk in darkness, but should have the light of life. That's what he's saying. If we walk in Christ, quit manipulating ourselves to believe a lie, which is we telling a lie, because if we walking in Christ, that's no darkness. He said, if you walking in Christ, that's no darkness. And we know when he talking darkness, that's the spiritual. That's spiritual talking. Because darkness, you know, it's dark outside right now, but he's not talking about that kind of dark. If you walking in Christ and Christ abide in you, you shouldn't have no characteristic of darkness, because darkness don't dwell in him. He's the fullness of light. He's the fullness of righteousness. He said, without holiness can't no man attain. Without holiness can't no man go to heaven. Without holiness can't no man see God. Without holiness, God is not going to dwell in an unclean temple. But yet we still lie to ourselves, and we still believe a lie. Why? Because we don't have the fullness. If we have the fullness of God, which is he give us this. You know, that's why we got to stay in the Bible. That's like to that plant. If you don't stay in this word, it can't nurture you. You can't grow. You can't get your nourish. You can't get your vitamins. You can't get the stuff that goes on in the body to make the body prosper. You know, because if you don't feed the body water, you know, if the body don't get water, it messes the body up. If the body don't get certain nurtures and mess the body up. You know, the body can get sick. And that's what he's saying. If you don't dwell in him, darkness come to kill. Darkness come to take things away out of you. Darkness come to kill the spirit man. But if you stay in the likeness of Christ, then you don't have to fulfill the flesh, because in him, he take care of everything. But yet, you know, like I said, I didn't get saved just to get up here playing games. I didn't stop selling dope just to play games. I didn't stop gang banging just to play games. No, when I got a hold of the light, it's certain things in me that I couldn't produce. It's certain things in me that I couldn't be around. I go in and minister, but I can't see myself in a position to where God pulled me from. He pulled me to go be a light. If I'm walking by the club and I see some of my guys, he pulled me to be the light. They supposed to draw near to me, not me drawing near to them, because I am the light. And that's how I abide in him. By abiding in him, he give me words. He strengthened my body so I can testify. That I can tell somebody, yes, I was young, but now I'm old. You know, I could tell things like that. So
that's
I
right.
appreciate
but
that.
But you have to know it. And everybody out there has to know it. You have to know it. Here, let me. You about to start a preaching tag team thing. But let me show. Let me just share this scripture. 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. Watch this. It says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into not just an ordinary light, but a marvelous light." See, you have to know you're chosen for this thing. Gives you a little bit more acceptance that you can make it when you know you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. But you got to really get into, see, oh my God, see how you can be changed by the light, when you know you're chosen, you know you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation. I like this part, a special people.
A special people. Come on, man.
A special people.
Come on, man.
But you see right there, and I said this in the beginning, it's only for one reason, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into a marvelous light. You have to believe that you can get the light. See, in the Old Testament, the light wasn't available.
Mm-mm.
There were certain, they had priests that were only for that. And when they died, you know the story. When they died, nobody could go in. They'd be fishing them out with rope. Trying to get the light was so powerful. But when Jesus came, he came that we might all have a right to the light.
My God.
Now let's change that.
My God.
The marvelous light.
The marvelous
my Jesus.
Light.
Tag.
And that's
go ahead, Prophet Dwayne.
The...
I hear you back there saying,
You know, and this is the reason why, you know, we are where we're at right now. Because we've spent time with him.
Mm.
We went through our process. You know,
yes.
You know, like Dwayne, you know, Pastor Dwayne has said, you know, I didn't stop selling drugs to just be just an ordinary person, you know, and vice versa. I didn't stop gangbanging and being on the corner just to be somebody who's playing. See, I played on a play field. I played when I was in a schoolyard. But see, playtime is over with now. We have too many believers still playing with people's emotions. That's why you got people got these prophetic lines telling you to sow a seed for something that they're grabbing out of the air to tell you because we are emotional people. And guess what? Everybody wants to hear. Everybody wants to hear that they're going to be blessed. Everybody do, but that's. But you got to know that you know that you know. You know, I don't. And watch this. I don't. And I'm not saying this in a bad way, but I don't need Pastor Dwayne to call me to be blessed when I know that I'm walking in the light.
Because you know you're chosen.
Because I know that I'm a chosen generation. I'm a peculiar person.
Oh, yes.
You know, and when you, and see, and for the people who are listening, let me just say this, say something to you all. Does this happen overnight? No, it doesn't. So we're not telling you that just because you got saved, it's going to automatically happen. No, there are some trials and tribulations that you got to go through. There's some testing that you got to go through because God is just actually trying to say, well, if I give you this light, will you take what I'm giving you and then turn your back on me after I give it to you?
And in that first purging, that's when the enemy really get on you. See, right now, the enemy, that's you messing up your life. He just guides you down the wrong street. You took the wrong turn. But when you give your life to Christ, you better know all hell finna break loose. I tell everybody this when they come in. I'll be like, hold on, bro. I gotta tell you this first. Windows of heaven ain't finna fall out, and your bills ain't gonna be paid. You ain't gonna have a job. You ain't gonna have a new car. What you're going to have is a new life on the inside that you can change to start managing the other things that you can have a better life. You can have better finances. But the number one thing you have to be ready for is all hell breaking loose. That's why we need be brothers that stick with one another and don't just bring them to church and then leave them alone. We got to stick with each other and support one another so you know that you ain't by yourself. But it's going to get worse. People that wouldn't give you dope. Come on, y'all. I got some testimonies on this one. People that wouldn't give you no credit going to be at your door trying to force you with something. People that wouldn't buy you a drink at the bar. Every time you go there, buy that bar. Man, come on, let me buy you a beer. People that girls that wouldn't even give you a time of day are going to be calling your number when you give your life to God. I'm telling you, you better get ready because everything you thought you wanted in your desires, now the enemy going to use that to tempt you like never before. But if you stay out of temptation and you stay in the light, you won't have no trouble. I'm going to leave that one right there. No, if you stay out of temptation, you're going to get tempted. But it doesn't go into manifestation until you now start acting it out. That's temptation. And when you get temptation, all trouble is coming after you. All you got to do is resist. He says, if you resist, call your own devil. If you resist, he will flee and stay in the light.
Got to stay in the light.
And you can, and anybody else out there, this is just not the prophet and the two pastors. I can be prophet today if that's what you need. I can be an apostle today. I'm fivefold, y'all. You know, I don't play that. I don't even need a title. I'm just going to do the work. But if you want to get in on this broadcast, dial one. We want to hear from you, whoever you are. Dial one. And if you're just being blessed by this conversation, we thank you for being on tonight. But we really want a more interactive broadcast this season of 2019. The more the merrier, especially when we're in agreement. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to take a moment, and I want to give Prophet Dwayne to give a little mini commercial for next Tuesday's broadcast, The Prophet's Closet. Now I'm going to tell y'all something. I sat there and listened to this broadcast last week, and I had to go get in my closet. I done gave away some new stuff. That this has been sitting in the corner, and God said, if it's been there that long, I want you to release it. Made a young man's day when I release something and I'm on his mind, I'm going to hold on to that. And he had something to match it, and I gave it to him and blessed his socks off. Couldn't believe it. You going to let me have this? Yes. I'm going to get this out of my closet because I'm making room. I'm going to keep it clean. I'm going to keep it organized, and I can't have it with a bunch of junk. Ain't that what you told us, Prophet?
That's what I said. We have a lot of stuff that is in our closet. And see, I want people to realize something. You know, that there's a natural and there's a spiritual. Your natural closet needs to be cleaned out so that the spiritual things of God can overtake that. You know, we got a lot of unsettled issues inside of us. Growing up as children of poverty, some of us grew up without a father. Some of us grew up being abused by a mother because she loved the other sibling better than she loved us. So there's a lot of things that we have inside of us that when we accept Christ, we think these things are gone away. Now, these things, what they are, they've lied dormant inside of us, and we've yet to deal with them. And so the closer we begin to get to God, now these things begin to act up. They're acting up, Pastor Dwayne, is because they don't want us to get to the light. They don't want us to get close to God.
I love it how it always ties in.
So you got a lot of issues, a lot of unsettled things, you know, inside of us that we need to clean out the closet. And if you want to just go a little just deeper, the closet is the things that are inside of you that you have yet to throw away. Oh, come on. Talk to me up in here. Amen.
Yeah. And hold on.
Guess what?
We're going to get better.
And we got so much stuff inside of us that when the Holy Spirit is trying to abide in us, guess what? It's two things fighting. They're fighting because they're fighting for position. When you are walking in the light, guess what? It does not have to fight for position because it's taking total control over everything.
It is the position.
It is in position.
It is, yes.
It is the source of your ever being.
Oh, Jesus. Somebody out there on this line tonight need to know more about that source. You need to know connected and linked up. It's just like getting gas in your car. If you get empty, you're going to run out. You need to stay full on full. I don't let my car get down to 3/4 because I know gas, it goes faster in my mind. I like to keep it on full.
You know, Pastor E, you know, me and my brother was talking today. And we were talking about the segment that we did on last Tuesday about the members that are in my body. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, I'm just throwing some things off to them. I said, so why do we allow the members to take center forward over our bodies? He said this was so powerful to me. He said, because we're sold out to that which that we're leaving and not sold out to God.
Oh my God.
I said, wow, he said, that's why it's so easy for us to revert back to our sinful natures, is because we are slaves to that and not slaves to God.
Oh, Jesus. Mm.
Paul has said, I'm a prisoner of God. Ooh, good God Almighty. That's a slave to him. Obeying him. And guess what? It's not a slave in a bad manner. So for those who may, well, I ain't nobody's slave.
Yeah,
well,
right.
You might not, but you will be a slave to that money. You'll be out there on that job. You'll be a slave to somebody. You might not be want to be a slave to God, but you'll be a slave to somebody.
Uh-huh.
Because you're going to allow somebody to rule you. And let me say something to somebody. Whoever you allow to speak into your ear that is not of God, guess what? You become a slave to them.
Oh, my God. Look, we ain't throwing rocks, y'all, but if your toe got stepped on right there, you need to get your foot out the way. Get in the light.
So, Pastor E., the prophet's closet is to have a round table discussion like we're having right now. And we're talking about issues. I want to be able to talk about sexual immoralities in people's lives. That, you know, I want to be able to talk about if you've been molested, how to come out of molestation. I want to be able to talk about anger, and all of these issues that we have yet to deal with when we think that we accept in Christ as our Lord and Savior, that these stuffs are gone.
Mm.
No, they're just lying dormant inside of us. And we ain't dealt with the issues yet.
And they ain't gonna fix themselves.
But watch this. But God is coming to shine the light on your issues.
Yes. Jesus is the light. And the light changes things. Oh, the light changes things. Yes, it does.
The brighter it shines in your situation.
Mm.
You know, Pastor Dwayne. I ain't gonna never walk in darkness. You know why? Because I can always see the light at the end of the tunnel. Okay.
Come on now. He'll
never let you forget. You know, and that throws me back to a word that I got. You know, that about the man at the pool. You know, the man at the pool, man, and what we have to be free from, because we can be free. The Bible said, "Who the Son sets free is free indeed." The man at the pool was wrestling with himself. Do I want to be free? I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable in these things. I'm comfortable in the things of not God. So, do I really want to be free? And we got to make up in our mind: do we really want to be free? Because God is able to set us free from our addiction. From the inner man, because we wrestle against ourselves. It's a battle. It's a battle going inside my body. You know, it's a man. It's a physical and it's a spirit man. One want to do right, but the other don't. You know, he says, you know, Paul talks about it the best. How he wrestled. We wrestle against ourselves, but yet we can let loose if we come to the light. The light can break all generation curse. The light can break all generation hurt. The light can break away all generation soul ties. That's what we have. That's why we're able to have one foot in and one foot out. That's why we're able to be cold and warm, because we really haven't repented. We don't have repentance of our heart. God knows the heart of a man, but yet we don't true confess it, because he said if you confess, he's able to let you possess. If you confess, you can possess. You can possess the light, because the light wants to shine in you. It don't come to kill you. It don't come to destroy you. It comes to take away the things, those stones. You know, those things that come to try to kill a plant when they got good nursery. You know, those stones and those
them weeds.
It comes to try to tear up. But all he's saying is just let me be the light. I get rid of the weed and the terror. I get rid of those things that you can't get rid of.
I can get rid of the things that you have heart with. The pornography, I can get rid of that for you. All you got to do is confess it. You got to release it to me. If you release it to me, I'm able to take it away. But he said it. He said it best. If you give it to me, don't pick it back up. But we have to give it to him and choose heart. We got to want that light. And that light is not to destroy us. That light is not to make us look bad. That light is not to make us look like we tore from the throw. No, that light is for us to have peace, have a calm mind, have a righteous heart, have a righteous thought. That's what the light is all about. The light is saying, I'm not going to put you out there. I'm not going to talk about you. I'm not going to put your words. I'm not going to put your news out in the street. No, the light is not going to do that. The light is going to hide. The light is going to cover. The light is going to get rid of. The light is going to make you look different. The light ain't going to make you look the same. The light is going to change your way of talking. The light is going to change the way you think. The light is going to make your hair grow. The light is going to make your face, all the things that was in your face breaking out. The light is going to make all them zits and all that stuff come out. Why? Because you got nurture in your body. It's going to cut your hair. It's going to make you smell good. It's going to have you walking righteous. It's going to have you looking good. Why? Because that's what the light want to do. The light don't want you walking in darkness, scared to say this, and you scared to say this. And scared. No, the light wants you to be comfortable. The light wants you to know that I got you. I got you. I got you. When nobody else got you, I got you. When nobody else fighting your battle, I got you. That's what the light is. Light saying that you can be an overcomer. You don't have to worry about I'm not great. You don't have to worry about I can't do this. You don't have to worry about I can't do that, because the light will tell you I can do all things. That's what the light is about. That's what the light is about. It's not about how well we can speak. It's not about how eloquent you are. It's not about how much money you got in the bank. No, the light is to bring you closer. Light is to bring you to a true understanding of yourself. That's what the light is all about. That's what the light is about. To make you understand who you are and who you can be. That's why we count on our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
That's
hallelujah.
We surrender everything to him.
You in know, the name of Jesus.
He's the light.
Right.
He's the truth.
Nothing
God,
but the truth.
God.
That's right. The truth hurts, but the truth will set you free. We'll give our listeners one last chance. You want to dial in anything? I'm believing there's one person out there that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, and you're battling with dialing one. We really would love to talk to you. We have a green room that's private. Nobody can hear that conversation, but we definitely have a starter kit for you that can get you linked in right away. Not with us, but with God. Amen. And he is available no matter what you've done, no matter what you've been through. He is available for you today. Amen. Well, family, we thank you for joining us today. Prophet Dwayne, thank you so much for being a part. Pastor Dwayne, thank you for continuing to be a part. I believe we're going to be hearing a word from you on the next segment, the first Tuesday in February. Next week, next Tuesday, is the Prophet's Closet with Prophet Dwayne Woods. It's going to be an awesome time. We really want you guys to be a part of that next week. That's 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Amen. Well, family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing I want you to know is that you are beautifully made by God. And, yes, you've been called according to his purpose. But we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We just don't have to do it anymore. Amen. Pray us out of here, Pastor.
Before.
No, hold on, Pastor Dwayne. Hold on. What, you got something, Prophet Dwayne?
Yes, I wonder, because I felt this in my spirit. I want to say something to somebody who's listening on here. There's somebody who's listening on here who at one point of time wanted to commit suicide. I don't know why this is coming up in my spirit, but there's somebody on here that you have had a problem and you wanted to take your life. Let me tell you something. The light, when you get and accept the light of the world, there's going to be some things that try to keep you from it. But guess what? You got a reason to live.
Yes,
you got a reason to live. I'm on here. I'm a living testimony. I've spoke to three people never wanted to commit suicide, but God gave me some answers to give to them to keep them living. So I want to speak to you. Please don't bring no bodily harm to yourself. God loves you. You are a peculiar person. You're fashionably made by God. You're fashioned by God. And God loves you. I know some things are hard. I know some things have been tight. I know some people have walked out of your life. But guess what? He said in his word that I come to give you life and giving it to you more abundantly. Please. God wants you to live. He has a reason for you. There's a reason why you're going through the struggles that you're going through. Because guess what? It didn't take you out then, and it can't take you out now.
Can't take you out now.
You are Hallelujah. Stronger now than you ever been. And I'm telling you, I come to give you some reinforcement. Live. Live on purpose.
Live, yes.
Live on purpose. And Father, we thank you
that thank
this individual
you,
or individuals yeah. who thought about committing suicide, God, they're going to live on purpose now. And Lord, I ask that they continue to get in contact with this prayer line here, this blog talk line here with Pastor E, that they go into the green room and say that they need some prayer because they were thinking yes, about Lord. Committing suicide. And Father, we come against the suicide spirit now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You can call us. You can call a P2P hotline at 213-595-7591. Again, 213-595-7591. That call will get answered. And if that's you, I want you to reach out, and we're here for you. Amen. Pastor DeWayne, go ahead and close us out with another prayer, and let's just finish this thing. In total agreement. I'm so excited right now in the spirit, because the spirit of one has went forward here tonight, and this wasn't pre-planned. We didn't even talk before the broadcast. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna be honest with you. I tried to reach out to Pastor DeWayne. I know he was at work. We didn't talk, and then I was just gonna do a quick opening and then a replay. And I called Prophet DeWayne, and he said, I'm finna get on. And God said, see, you ain't getting off that easy. And look what happened tonight. The light has shown up. I'm different than I'm telling you, I'm different than I started. And that's my ultimate goal, is that every second that I have a chance to be in the light, I'm here intentionally to be different. I want to be changed. I know I can't do it on my own, but I have to stay in the light. Stop making excuses. Stop thinking it's not for you. Stop thinking it's not good enough for you. It is. Forgive yourself and let it go and walk in the light. Go ahead, Pastor.
Well, Father God, we just touch and agree right now, Lord, that what you're about to do, God, we're in an agreement, Lord. We ask,
yes,
Lord, that you would show up at their doorstep, God, that you would meet them in their dark room, that you
yes,
would meet
Lord.
Them in their dark room, God, that you will take the whatever they decide they're going to do with themselves, God, that you will remove from their minds, their thoughts, and their hands. But most important, God, we thank you on today, God, for salvation. We thank
yes,
you on
Lord.
Today, God, for you looking out for us. You've been watching out for us, God, and we didn't even know you was watching out for us. But yet, we want to say thank you, God. Thank you for the word, God. That we thank you, God, that you're going to save somebody's life, God. You're going to restore somebody's
life.
In the
back. Name of Jesus.
You're going to bring somebody back home to their
yes,
family.
Father.
You're going to bring their husband and their wife back closer to one another. You're going to let that child love his father and his mother. God, you're going to bring back that one that ran away. You're going to bring him back home. And Father God, we speak to that spirit of suicide. You have no dominion, you have no power. The blood of Jesus is against you. Take your hands off God's child, God's daughter. You don't have the right to. You don't have the right to even speak in their ear right now. We rebuke you right now in Jesus' name. We rebuke
Jesus' name.
So you have no authority.
No authority.
You have no authority.
Yes,
so we
God.
We just say, Lord, we thank you, God, for your power. We thank you for
thank
your
you,
light,
Father.
God. And your
thank
light
you,
is going to continue to shine. We give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Oh,
the sinners saved by grace.
Did why?
Winchester.
Yeah.
Saved by grace.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody got a pass.
Yeah.
Winchester. Saved
by
grace.
I love y'all,
grace.
Man. God bless you.
Yeah.
Let go.
God bless you.
Come on, clap your hands.
Clap.
Make some noise.
Clap.
Clap. Clap.
to pray.
I used to be that preacher, telling people what to do, judging everybody, full of pride and self-consumed. One day, I felt so hard, lost my faith in God, I couldn't even pray. So I say, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, you never fall from grace. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Everybody got a pass.
When you sit up, saved by grace.
But ain't everybody got a future.
Yeah. I don't listen to nobody that claims to know God, that can't show no love, that cold and so hard. And don't say that I never told you, no matter what your sin, His love is there for ya. And I pray, before the sun goes down, you turn your life around, some way and somehow.
My grandmama started me at Sunday school, cool, went in the afternoon too, got the word doing Sunday service, Easter speeches always made me nervous, and now my sermon's heard over the globe, like a pastor speaking in your mega churches, a powerball, make mega million, all for my kids and my children's children, materialism can't take it with you, boy, only your soul is worth the weight in gold, only the strong survive till they get old, then it's time to meet your maker, so, what they say when you get to the pearly gates, open sesame or through the gates, to tell you wait for the developmental to introduce you to eternal flame, and say, oh Lord, I'm sorry, I promise, I'ma be good, ignore my problems. I receive you, ain't no more commas. No drama, no baby mamas. So I walk through the valley of the shadows. I'm full of life to the light that you passed on. Never had those doubts of faith, because the harder times we got us past those.
I've been a saint, I've been a sinner, I've been a good boy, I've been a nuke, the son of a preacher, you go and figure, did all my wrong as a believer, I found God, I heard him call, right on my scene in the midst of my fall, said I didn't have to be perfect at all, because of his love I'm standing tall, the devil's a lie, he's a deceiver, look at me now, I'm a new creature, judging someone is like pulling a trigger, you kill him before they can meet the Redeemer,
damn,
he's a forgiver.
Believe that.